USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Drivers not seeing any relief at the pump as gas prices continue to rise. According to AAA, the national average price for regular gasoline now up to $3.34 a gallon. This, as the CEO of Albertsons says, shoppers can expect higher prices and spotty availability when shopping for that Thanksgiving meal next month. Tennessee Republican Congressman Bill Hagerty says all this inflation will be providing a big lump of coal in everyone's stocking this Christmas.
I think we're going to see another spoiled Thanksgiving and Christmas thanks to the inflation that the Biden administration is dumping on the American people. Energy prices through the roof. Our dependence on nations like Russia and Iran, again, surging.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are finally admitting that college football games are not the super spreader events they once thought they would be.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that crowded college football stadiums would turn into super spreader events. But many weeks later, an NBC reporter on the Today Show pointed out it never happened. Epidemiologist Cindy Prinz.
We prefer to learn by studying, but I say in this case, we probably learned a little bit by doing as well. So it's not a matter of trying to keep people from doing activities. It really is a matter of trying to figure out, can these be done safely?
Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators Stadium. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
At the closing bell, the Dow rising 198 points to close at 35,457. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The search continues for the ambusher of three Houston police officers over the weekend. Deputy Kareem Atkins was killed, and Joaquin Barthen and Daryl Garrett were severely injured. Mr. Garrett's fiance, LeJay Richardson, was on Fox News Tuesday saying her man is too weak right now to be told of the death of his brother in blue.
He's making it. I don't want to say he's doing okay because he's not doing okay. He just had surgery yesterday. Again, that was his third surgery. So we're not telling him until way down the line because we don't want to jeopardize, you know, his recovery or anything. And, you know, it is just hard for us to even disclose that to him. So it will be a while, actually, until he starts to heal and able to speak.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin traveled to Ukraine on Tuesday. He's meeting with the defense minister of Ukraine and affirming America's support for Ukraine amid rising tensions with Russia. Austin says he has confidence in the country's ability to govern its international affairs.
Ukraine, as you heard me say earlier, has a right to decide its own future foreign policy. And we expect that they will be able to do that without any outside interference.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.